Now, one reason I'm bringing forth this series called Once Saved, Always Saved is not a false doctrine, but it's a true doctrine. And the reason why it's true, because people have marked the scripture by saying, for if, in Hebrew, the 6th chapter, verse 4, it says, for it is impossible for those who were enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gifts and were made partake of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they have to crucify the Son of God afresh and to put him to an open shame. Now, they have hold to the scripture by saying that you can lose your salvation. But it's amazing that how they don't look at St. John, hey, glory to God. Follow me in scripture. St. John, the 8th chapter. Amen. St. John, the 8th chapter, verse 28. Verse 28. And let's say verse 28. Is it verse 28? Verse 28. Hey, glory to God. And this will say, amen. And it's amazing that we, as being people of God, we got to stay in the word of God. Don't never let people, hey, glory to God. I think it's 10:28. Amen. Listen what it say. It say, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. For my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Now, That's save, always save. And another verse I like to give to a scripture is in Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter, they go to God. And let's say 37. This is the 8:37. And this one say, nay, in all these things, we are more than conqueror through him that loved us. Now, this love is unconditional. Now, it's not saying that if you go out there and fornicate, if you go out there and become a drunk, if you go out there and have sex after sex after sex after sex and no remorse, no repentance, you think you'll make it to heaven. No, this saying that, listen to what it's saying. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conqueror through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded. Now, if you look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, he that begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. So when Paul say, I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, no principalities, no power, no things present, no things to come, no height, no depth, no any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which in Christ Jesus, our Lord. But let me say this, my friend. Amen. I want you to look at this verse of scripture, because the people that we think that were saved and they were not saved. Amen. This verse of scripture is to talk about people that have backslid. People that they are no longer with us. But listen to what the Bible says, my friend. This verse of scripture is talking about people that now they are not pastors anymore. Now they're not Christian anymore. They just gave up on God. Now, in 1 John chapter 2, 19, it say they went out from us. Who are the us? Those are the people that they closed the church doors. They say got nothing to do with Christ no more. Amen. They put into open shame. Amen. That means that these kind of people, they went back to the life. Please hear me. Please hear me, my friend. They went back to the life of worldliness. Amen. And this verse in 1 John 2:19 say, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But went they out that they might be manifested that they were not all of us. So this part of scripture is talking about people that totally ain't got nothing doing, nothing to do with God no more. And why, preacher? Because they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they have been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifested that they were not of us. Now, there's another scripture also, hey, glory to God, of Matthew, the 7th chapter. Now, Matthew, the 7th chapter is talking about people. Amen. Listen very carefully. Matthew 7, chapter verse 21. Not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in that day, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? That means they were preaching in his name. And in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name have done wonderful work. Amen. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, he workers of iniquity. Not only that, my friend. Amen. In Matthew, the 25th chapter. And I'm going to read something to you. And it's going to tell you that I believe in once saved, always saved. Because if you are saved, you are redeemed unto the day of redemption. But if you're not in the will, God gonna say that I never knew you. Now, in Matthew, the 25th chapter, I want to listen if you get very carefully about this. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. The bridegroom is Jesus, and the church, amen, is the bride. And 5 of them was wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamp and took no oil with them. Amen. So the Bible says, if you have not the Holy Ghost, you are none of his. So these foolish virgins were none of Christ. Why, preacher? Because the verse 4 say, but the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamp. Listen, but the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamp. So the wise one took oil in the vessel, but the foolish took their lamp and took no oil with them. So we see that they were churchgoers, but they were not Christians. So Christians are saved. Churchgoers are not saved. What happened, preacher? Verse 6. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. So that means the Bible said, every eye going to see him, even they that pierced him at the side. I'm talking about the left behind. The reason why folks are left behind, because they were churchgoers and not Christians. Listen. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. That means there was a mixed multitude. And a mixed multitude, one went into the promised land and the other died. And a foolish said unto wise, give us of your oil, because our lamps are gone out. Anytime your lamp going out, you sin. Now, we all sinners, my friend. We all, Paul say, is no more I that sin, but sin that remain in me. But there are people that sin willfully and keep on sinning. Why? Because the Bible say, then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish sons of the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answer saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, that means that, let's say this imagination now. They went back to church and trying to say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My church, amen. When I was young, I think I was come from high school. And we just have a tarot meeting on Wednesday. And we say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And we tarot, we slob on the floor. We slob in the trash can. And then you start speaking to us. Say, oh, he got it. He got it. And the person didn't have it. He go to God. Listen. By you doing that, don't mean you have the Holy Ghost. And listen, the reason I'm saying that, because if you look at Acts the 9th chapter, when Peter was preaching, the Holy Ghost fell on them and they speak in tongues. Amen. So I'm not saying, I'm not crediting by you making a noise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But when you have the Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you into all truth. The Bible says in Romans chapter 9, verse 1. It say that, hallelujah, I lie not. My conscience be witness of the Holy Ghost. So listen what Paul say. Paul say in Romans 9th chapter, verse 1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. Now my conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. So what Paul is saying that if you don't have a conscience of cussing somebody out, you don't come back and apologize. You got somebody's possession. My mother-in-law have my possession. I got a DVD. Amen. That I taped my sister-in-law. And she told her daughter that I'm not going to get back my DVR, my DVD player, because I made a video, and I made a video of her daughter walking down the aisle, and the video belongs to me. And she say that I'm not going to give back to my son-in-law. Now, she ought to have a conscience. The conscience would say that DVD player, that does not belong to you. It does not belong to you. Amen. But the Bible say that you're going to sear their conscience with a hot iron. That means people can sin without repenting. People can sin without having no remorse. You can cuss somebody out and don't come back and apologize. Why? Because your conscience has been seared with a hot iron. Because you have no willing to repent. You have no willing to go back and say, I'm sorry. The Bible says, leave your gift at the altar. I'm talking about Bible, my friend. And the Bible says, back in Matthew, the 25th chapter, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. While they went, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready, my friend, are you ready? You ought to be ready every day. You can't be ready on Sunday. You can't be ready, amen, on Easter. You can't be ready on Palm Sunday. You can't be ready on December 31st and waiting for the New Year's. You can't be ready on Good Friday, because every day ought to be good. And some of y'all worshiping Ash Wednesday. Y'all Catholics. Catholic have crept into the apostolic church, the church that preaches the apostolic doctrine. Ready, my friend. Are you ready? If you're not ready, you're gonna be left behind. And when in with him to the marriage and the door was shut. Now the door was shut remind you of what? Noah's ark. How the Bible say God shut the door. Noah didn't shut the door. Amen. Noah didn't shut the door. God shut the door. When the door was shut, Noah couldn't open it. Amen. Those wise virgin didn't open a door. Because if they had the power to open a door, they would have opened it. But they went in there because they were safe. These foolish virgin, in verse number 3, it say they were foolish, took their lamps, and took no oil with them. People just go to church. People go to church, they ain't saved. Christians, amen, have a relationship, don't have religion. And that's a problem we having in Christendom. People think you turn a Bible, you quote the scripture, you ain't living right. You ain't got the Holy Ghost. You ain't no Christian. You're a churchgoer. Amen. Because when Christ cracked the sky, every eye gonna see him. The Bible said the dead in Christ gonna rise first. They remain should be called up to meet the Lord in the air. And if you get left behind, you didn't have the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, lay aside every weight and sin that easily besets you. Amen. And the Bible said, and after came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But Jesus Christ didn't ignore them. What did he say, preacher? Verse 12. But he answered and said, truly, verily, I say unto you, I knew you not. In verse 13 say, watch therefore, for ye neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Now don't be like Jehovah's Witness. Don't be like the Seventh-day Adventists. Don't be like the Mormons. But especially don't be like the Seventh-day Adventists. They call Advent. Why? Because they're predicting that it was coming back on a certain day and it didn't come back. So I believe in one save, always save. If you are saved, you can lose your salvation. Prove it, preacher. Amen. In Ephesians, listen to me very careful. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 30. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Amen. And I know what the Bible says, but I want you to listen to me here because a lot of people don't bring their Bible to church anymore. And they say, and grieve that the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Somebody say the seal can be broken. Now the Bible said God's word can be broken. Amen. And one of the saddest verses in scripture, amen, is in Matthew, in St. John, the 6th chapter. St. John, the 6th chapter. Hey, glory to God. Verse 66. And what did it say, preacher? It say that many of his disciples, this is what I say, from that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him. Now, those disciples that walked back with him, they were just in it for the fish and the loaves. They was not in it for the miracles. They was not in it because they want to go back with Christ. Because Jesus Christ asked the question to his 11. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you go also? And Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life. Yeah, the word of eternal life. Amen. The word of eternal life belongs to Jesus. And if you want to be saved, you got to stay in the will of God, in the word of God. And we believe and assure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. I'm sorry to be so long, but saved people going to heaven, unsaved people not. Because Mark 16, verse 16, he that believeth and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Once saved, always saved. If you are saved, you will be saved unto the day of redemption. And that's my final remarks. A glory to God. A person will be asking, how does a person get saved? A person gets saved by Romans 10, 9 through 13, and say that if we confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek, for the same Lord, all is rich unto all that call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now it didn't stop right there, my friend. Amen. Because a lot of people believe that when you are saved, amen, the work stops right there. You can live the life you live. Amen. And you know, but the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, so when you are saved, you are in Christ. Amen. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. So let me say this. In Acts 2:38, the Bible says, then Peter said unto them, because I asked Peter a question. They say, men and brethren, what must we do? Now, some people say that this was to the Jews. But I'm telling you, now when the men say in Acts chapter 2:37, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. What they heard? They heard that this Jesus had God raised up. Wherefore, we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted and have received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed forth this, which now see in her and hear. For David is not ascended up into heaven, but he that said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for surely that God hath made the same Jesus whom we have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they heard what? About the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Amen. They were pricked in their heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? So I'm asking you, if you are listening to this message and you want to know how to be saved, you are saved by this. Then Peter said unto them, repent. The first thing I do, repent of your sin. Repent means to change your heart. Amen. To change your mind about the world. Change your mind about the devil. And change your mind about it's no more you no more. It's Christ living in you. Repent. Amen. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Because the Father have a name, Son have a name, and the Holy Ghost have a name. Amen. So baptize in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and he shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What, preacher? For the promise is unto you and to you and to children, unto all that are after off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words he testified, exhort, saying, save yourself from the untoward generation. So how does a person get saved? You get saved by your confession. Amen. Because if you don't confess, my friend, amen, and the confession don't stop right there. Because a lot of people confess and ain't living nothing. But you confess because you believe the Lord Jesus. Amen. Because confession without profession is nonsense. And why is nonsense, preacher? Because in Matthew 7:21, he said, not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, going to enter the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will. What is the will? Holiness. What is the will? Living the word. What is the will? Being filled with the Holy Ghost. Because as I mentioned before, those foolish virgins had a lamp and no oil. So when you are saved, amen, you like those that the seed went into their heart and bring forth 30, 60, and 100 fold. You're not like those that fell on the stone. You're not like those that the world choked the word. And then they become unfruitful. Listen, my friend, if you're listening to this message and you are not fruitful, amen, how you saved? You are saved because you are manifesting the fruit of God in your life. Because the Bible says, listen, the Bible says, amen, I am the vine. Let's go to verse 4. He said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except to abide in the vine, no more can he except he abide in me. Are you listening? I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Now, this is the part that Christians, they call themselves Christian, but they're not Christian. Amen. Why? If you're not abiding in Christ, you're not a Christian. If you're doing your own thing, you're not a Christian. If you are worldly, if you're tattooing, you're piercing, you do all these things, my friend, you are not of Christ. Why, preacher? Because the Bible says, present your body as a living sacrifice. Amen. That means that, hey, glory to God, you become a sacrifice now. Amen. See, a lot of y'all think y'all sacrificing y'all money. Amen. You sacrificing material things. But God want a body. God wants you to represent him, to draw souls to him. The Bible says, if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto him. So the Bible says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Why they burn? Because you have not abide in me. What abide in Christ mean? You are hearers and doers. Abide mean that you are a hearer, but you're not doers. Not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, enter the kingdom of God, but he that doeth. The doeth is abiding in the vine. How does one get saved? You get saved by confession. You get saved by believing. And you get saved by not being just hearers, but be doers of the word of God. Let God dwells in you. Let God talk within you. And the Bible says, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Don't labor for the meat that perish, but labor for the meat that endure to everlasting life that God give it. My friend, listen, the Bible says in the last day, they're going to have a form of godliness. But the nine, the power, was a form of godliness. You just go to church. You go to church for entertainment. You go to church to enjoy the service, but you never participate by you getting saved. Amen. You become a tear. Amen. The wheat are saved, the tares are not saved. Because the tares are wild. Amen. You are the sheep and not the goat. I'm talking about, how does a person get saved? You get saved by being in Christ. Not being just in the church building, but being in Christ. You carry Christ home with you. You don't leave the church building. Amen. And listen, I know that we stumble. I know that we fall. But you don't keep on stumbling into sin. Because the Bible says, he that is born of God does not sin. Now, that's sin meaning willfully sin. What is willfully sin? Smoking weed. What is willful sin? Committing fornication. What is willful sin? Shacking. What is willful sin? You gambling. What is willful sin? You lying. Come on. But Paul say, it's no more I that do it, that sin that's living in me. I'm not saying that we are perfect. Because the Bible say, if you say you have not sinned, you is the liar and the truth not in you. But I'm saying to people that sin willfully. You think you being a homosexual, you think you are safe. You think you're a lesbian, you think you are safe. You think you're a transgender, you think you are saved. No, my friend, because the Bible says effeminate should not inherit the kingdom of God. That's in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse number 9. But some of us, we are washed. You got to be washed by the blood and the word of Jesus Christ. Amen. How does one get saved? You get saved. Amen. By Romans 10 chapter, hey, glory to God, 9 through 13, and Acts 2:38. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away. You be a new creation, be a new person. You don't smoke no more. You don't drink no more, getting drunk. You don't party no more. You got a new partner. You got a new dancing partner. That's Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. If you still partying, if you still going to the club, if you still going to the ecstasy club and all those things, my friend, you're not saved. Because the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, a new person. And you're new because you got Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Amen. Now this kind of strange and hard for a lot of people, but saved people are different people. Saved people, hey, glory to God, we are born again. And if you're born again, you're born of the water and you're born of the spirit. Amen. But if you are born again, the Bible say, but the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. But if you're not saved, amen, if you're not saved, the Bible says the work of the flesh are manifested, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, reviling, and such like of which I have told you before, and I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So what I'm saying to somebody out there, there are 19 acts of the flesh and 9 fruit of the spirit. So how does one get saved and stay saved? my friend, you will never lose your salvation. If you got this Holy Ghost, sure enough, you don't wallow in sin and don't feel conviction, don't feel remorse, don't feel consciously. Because Paul said, I said it before, my friend, he said, I lie not. My conscience bear witness of the Holy Ghost. If you don't have a conscience, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Well, I say, if you don't have a conscience, if your conscience has been seared with hot iron, you need to go back to the altar, repent of your sin, and come back to God. See, the church of Laodicea, God is merciful. Jesus Christ is merciful. And he told that church, Church of Laodicea. And some of y'all are like the Church of Laodicea. Why, preacher? Because Jesus Christ say, this is what Jesus Christ say, and unto the angel of the Church of Laodicea, right, these things said, amen, the faithful and true witnesses, beginning of the creation of God, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold nor hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, what's lukewarm mean? Lukewarm mean you're straddling the fence. Lukewarm mean you have one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Lukewarm mean that you are neither hot or cold. That means that you're a person that live in a carnal, sinful life. And you come to church acting like you're holier than thou. You're the person, hey, glory to God, that have a form of godliness, but you're denying the power to make you hot or cold. Am I preaching? Do you want to hear the do you want to hear entertainment, or do you want to hear the word of God? I used to do, but I'm just preaching the word of God, because those people were not being taught. You just go as an entertainment, then obtaining the word of God. And Jesus Christ said, I know thy work, that thou neither cold nor hot. I would you was cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, I'm going to spew, reject the art of thy mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich. Some of y'all take God for granted. Amen. And increase with goods. The Bible say, hey, glory to God, in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Some of y'all seeking things. Some of y'all come to church because you want God to do something for you. And as soon as you do something for you, you like those 10 lepers. Only one come back to give God the glory. I'm talking about save and staying safe. Amen. If you save, my friend, hey, glory to God. I'm not saying that we're not going to stumble. I'm not going to say that we ain't going to struggle. I'm saying being saved, but living a saved life through repentance. Living a saved life. Because Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this? He said, I thank Jesus. Because thou say I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. You say you don't need nothing now. And know that thou art wretched, miserable, you're poor, blind, and naked. The solution is, he said, I constantly need to buy of me gold tried in the fire that thou mayest, amen, that thou mayest rich and with a white garment that thou mayest be clothing, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eye with eye salve that thou mayest see. In that place, my friend, God say the remedy is, I want to clothe you, I want to make you see. And Jesus Christ say, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous and repent. God wants you to repent. Don't think you're going to ease on that easy road without repenting. And Jesus Christ said, I'm going to stand at the door. I'm knocking for you to let me in. Let me into your life. The handle is on the inside. It's not on the outside. God's not going to break the door down. God's saying, behold, I stand at the door. The door is your heart. And knock. If any man hear my voice, God's voice is his word, and open the door, I will come to him and sup with him, and he with me. So God's saying to you that's listening, if you want to be saved, sure enough, you got to do it the Bible way. Don't give the preacher man your heart and guard your, don't give the preacher man your hand and guard your heart. No, my friend, you must do 180 turn degree in your life through living the life through God's perspective. Not through tradition, not through custom, not through ancestry.com, but through the word of God. And I say you're not going to have a struggleless life. You're going to struggle, my friend. But if you want to live right, if you want to live holy, if you want to live for God, the Bible says, follow peace with all men, holiness without no man shall see the Lord. The Bible says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is a way of death. He said it twice in the book of Proverbs. Living a saved life. How do I get saved? Now, somebody asked a question. Who were these people in 1 John 2:19? These people are people that was never saved. These people that have a form of godliness, but are denying the power thereof. And the Bible say, demons have loved this present world. Now, let me say this. There's a lot of people that attend church. But they attend church as a custom and a tradition, but they never become serious with God. How you become serious with God? You become serious with God by you laying down self. Because the Bible says you must deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow Jesus. Now, you know of pastors that have walked off the pulpit. You might know a pastor that closed the door and now she's living a life without God. She's living a life with a new consciousness toward God. And I'm saying to you, my friend, these are kind of people that 1 John 2:19 say they went out from us. They went forth from us because they wasn't part of us. It's just like the multitude that walk no more with Jesus. And why they walk no more with Jesus? They walk no more with Jesus because what Jesus was saying, it was too hard to digest. Look at St. John, the 6th chapter, verse 66. And look at the whole chapter. Jesus Christ, see, you didn't listen. You didn't follow me because of the miracles. Would you follow me for the fish and the loaf? And there are a lot of people, a lot of pastors, amen, they're not following Jesus to compel men for the kingdom of God. They're trying to be rich. They're trying to be celebrities. They're trying to be diva and divorce. Diva mean a woman and divorce mean a man. I'm saying to you, just listen to this, my friend, that who were the people, these people, that was in 1 John 2:19. And the Bible say, but they were not of us. They didn't belong to us. Because if he was with us, you would stay. Listen, I'm gonna tell you this. Can I be honest with you? Trying to be transparent with you. I have backslid from God and went to church. Amen. I went back into the world. And was in church. And I'm telling you, I didn't stay out of God's presence. I was still praying myself out of the state I was in. And God delivered me. So the Bible say, but they were not of us. I was with God. Amen. I probably backslid. I probably did some things. Hey, glory to God. Some things that I'm not proud to say, but God knows. And I'm telling you, I didn't went away from God. And God didn't went away from me. Amen. I was lukewarm. But God made me hot. And that's why I'm telling you, once saved, always saved. Hey, glory to God. It's not a false doctrine. It is true, because I was like a prodigal son. And God had open arm and welcomed me in. And there are a lot of people, I like the elder brother. He was out there poking his mouth out and saved. Father got the audacity to welcome the sinner son. Father, I've been with Father so long. I've been in the church for so long, and you didn't welcome me in. A lot of people are like the elder son. People backslide, but people come back. But people backslide and never come back. Why? Because the Bible say, but they were not of us. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at Peter. Peter, not Jesus. But Peter, when Jesus Christ told Peter, Peter, do you love me more than these? He said, yea, Lord, I love thee. See, Peter did not cuss. He cussed. He said, I don't know the man. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Are y'all praying with me? I'm trying to help somebody out there. Amen. Who are these people in 2 John 2:19? These are people that were never saved. They was in the church, but they was the church was not in them. They was in the church, but it was not in Christ. Because if you're in Christ, you are a new creature. Amen. You might stray away, but you'll come back to the fold. But if you never come back, the Bible say, for if they been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. No doubt mean, hey, they didn't waver. Look at Peter. When Peter was sinking, Peter didn't sink. Peter cried out and said, Lord, say, I was sinking. And I asked God to come back into my life. He didn't leave me, but I left him. And I came back to Christ. And I'm telling you that's out there. You gotta come back to Christ. Don't worry what people say. Amen. But worry what God say. Make sure God don't say, I never knew you. Amen. Why? You was not in the well. Though foolish virgin, they had a lamp and no oil. And a lot of people carry the Bible, but don't read it. A lot of people sing in the choir and don't let a song become part of their life, a whole of their life. Who were these people? In 1 John 2:19, they were people that were churchgoers. Because churchgoers go to bars still and drink and get drunk. Churchgoers, they go to club and dancing and fornicating and shacking. And doing all these things and have no remorse. And they do this thing until they die. And they never come to Christ. And the Bible say, would not doubt continue with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of us. So the manifest now is that they want nothing to do with God anymore. This ain't no Christian. Get out of my face. Listen, my friend, there are witches out there that once went to church, and they say somebody in church offend them. And Jesus, what did Jesus Christ say? Jesus Christ say, these things shall happen unto you in the world tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John the Baptist, when he got put in prison, he called one of his disciples and say, I want you to go to Jesus and tell Jesus, are you the one that should come or should we look for another? Why? Because he was offended. He got put in jail and Jesus Christ didn't rescue him. And now he started doubting. I'm saying to you, my friend, I believe in once saved, always saved. But who are these people? These people was churchgoers. They just go like some of my children when I was young. They just went for the church for snacks. They went to church to see the youth pastor have new Jordans on. They went for the entertainment. And you can tell right now in their lifestyle, and I'm praying for them, you can tell right now in their lifestyle that they were not part of the church. The church A was not in them. They went for the snack, the juice, amen, and to see the new Jordan and to see the designer shoes that this youth pastor was wearing. Amen. I'm praying for my children now. I'm praying for your kids too. Because some of them, they're just in the church for the entertainment, in the church for the amusement, they're in the church for the snacks. I remember a time I was a superintendent of a Sunday school class. Sunday school. And the only time these parents will let their kids come to church is when I'm going to have donuts and coffee. Amen. Or juices or snacks, they come to church. But once they no more snacks and nothing like that, they don't come. Why? Because people come for the fish and the loaf. People come for the snacks, but don't come for the Savior. Amen. People come for the money, but don't come for the Master. People come for the cars, but don't come for Christ. Who were these people? In 1 John 2:19, in the Bible say that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So we see that they made manifest by now. We see what kind of people they were. If you say your church, you close your church door because you have a revelation. The revelation come from the devil. Amen. Because the Bible talk about what happened in the last days. Men should become lover of their own self. Ha, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Lover of their own self. Itching ears. Amen. Doctrine of devils. These are the things I'm talking about, my brothers and sisters. Who were these people in, hey, glory to God, 2:19? These were people that the Bible say, now the Spirit speak expressly in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrine of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience sealed with an hot iron, forbidden to marry and to command to abstain from meat, which God have accredited to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing will refuse if it be received with thanksgiving. Now let me say this. A lot of people say that the reason why I don't eat pork because those swine, amen, got into it and they choked in the water. Guess what? Those same swine fell in the water. So you're going to stop drinking water too? Amen. Who are these people? These were people, as I mentioned, amen, in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Verse 1, now the Spirit speak expressly in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith. They shall depart from the faith. Why? Because they were not of us. Because if they would have been of us, they would continue with us. But now they are made manifested what they were in the beginning. There was tares. Amen. They were just fans and not followers of Jesus. Jesus had a lot of fans. and few followers. Followers are those that get persecuted, those that get threatened, those that lost everything, but they still stick it out and say, I'm still a Christian. Look at Job. Job didn't have what we have. We have the Holy Ghost. If some of y'all have the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you into all truth. The Holy Ghost is your teacher. Amen. You have the unction. The Holy Ghost is the prophet within you. It will show you things to come to pass, so you won't be surprised and have a heart attack. Amen. Who were these people in 1 John 2:19? May God bless you. And remember, I have a YouTube channel called Life Journey 37. God bless you. Peace. Now, we must remember that once saved, always saved is a person that is saved. At the end, they're going to be saved. But a person that's not saved is not going to be saved. So when we look at the word once saved, always saved, it's not talking about those that are not saved. Because a lot of people think that when a person is not saved, they are saved at the end. No, my friend, you are saved in the beginning, and you'll be saved at the end. Once saved, always saved is for the saved. And as I look at Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 21, 22, and 23, and the Bible say, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, what day are you talking about? The day of judgment. A day of reckoning. The day, because there are two judgments. Amen. There are judgment seat of Christ for the righteous and the white throne judgment. So this right here is going to be the white throne judgment. And the reason why I say going to be white throne judgment, because he's going to say that in the last verse 23, he's going to say that, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Now, if we look at the Bible is a spiritual book. And the Bible does not play. The Bible is for people that are saved. Amen. And people, hey, glory to God, that are unsincere, you're going to be left behind. So once saved, always saved is for people that are saved. Not half-stepping, but are saved. So when we look at the doctrine of the saved, those people recognize the sincerity of God. Now, if you are out there drinking, if you're out there sexing, and if you're out there partying, and you're just going downhill, you are not saved. But saved people recognize, because the Bible says, if you are saved, you cannot commit sin. Now, there's a committing sin, which is habitual in the nature of sin. Habitual sinning is a person knows wrong to fornicate, and you are fornicating, and you gradually and no have no conviction. That means that you're not saved. Because saved people have a conscience. Because Paul say, I line up my conscience to be a witness of the Holy Ghost. Hope you understand what I'm trying to say now. So we look at Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 21. And it read, not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So saved people do the will of God. And what does the Bible say? The will of my Father which is in heaven. So if you are saved, you are doing the will of the Father. So if you're not saved, you're not doing the will. Continue. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Now these are people that are chasing the gift. Hear me now. And not chasing the changes in their life. Because the Bible says, have we not prophesied in thy name? And have we not cast out devils? And in thy name have done many wonderful works. And then while I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. So these people, amen, there was save. Amen. But by and by, they become unsaved. Because only saved people can cast out devils. Amen. Only saved people. And the reason I'm saying this, because if you go in the Word of God, and I'm trying to remember the verse where it says that these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall cast out devils. In my name shall speak with new tongues. Amen. So if you are a believer, and the Bible say, listen, the Bible say, my friend, listen, the Bible say, in verse 16 and 17, it say, he that believeth and baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. So these people believe, but it was not in the will. Amen. Because if you're in the will, amen, God gonna say, I know you. But if you're not in the will, you just have the gifts. Amen. But you don't have the Holy Spirit. Amen. You let the Holy Spirit drift off in your life, and you become a carnal Christian with no oil in your vessel. And the Bible says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. Amen. They shall take up serpent, and if they drink it, any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So these are believers. Amen. So the one saved, always saved doctrine is for people that are saved. It's not talking about unbelievers. Because only believers are these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak a new tongue. So when it say that many will say to me in that day, Lord, we have prophesied, we have preached in your name. In thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name have done many wonderful work. And then I'll profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, he workers of iniquity. So these people was not in the will. Because the Bible says, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So these people was not doing the will. They have the gifts. Because the Bible said a gift without repentance. So they have the gift, but they didn't have the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost would keep it in the will of God. Are you listening? So once saved, always saved are people that are saved. Amen. Those foolish virgins. And let's go to that. Those foolish virgins. The Bible say, what does the Bible say? And the Bible say in verse number 3, and they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they was ready, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily, which truly I say unto you, I know you not." So you're known by the Holy Ghost. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are, the Bible say, you must have the Holy Ghost. So these foolish virgins didn't have the Holy Ghost. And though that's, when the Lord said, "I never knew you," they was gifted, yes. But they didn't have the Holy Ghost. So once you are saved, you are saved. But once you are not saved, amen, you're going to be lost. And there are a lot of people that's in church. They are just churchgoers and not Christians. Churchgoers, they might manifest the gifts, but they're not Christians. Amen. Because look at all the people. Listen, look at all the people in St. John, and I know, the St. John, the sixth chapter. St. John, the sixth chapter, and it's a very important. And the Bible say, right, verse 65, and he said, "Therefore I say unto you, that no man can come to me except it was given unto him of my Father." From that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him. So they were disciples, but they walked no more with Jesus. Now, these folks ain't going to heaven. Because about what the Bible say? The Bible say they walk normal with him. Why? Because he was preaching about, hallelujah, verse 57. Let's say verse 54. "Whosoever eateth my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwell in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me even shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your father did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in a synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of the disciples, when they heard this." Now he say disciples. Disciples. So that means that they were disciples, but they was not saved disciples. Amen. Because God not going to force somebody that don't want to be saved. The Bible say Demas loved this present world. Demas went back. And Demas stopped following Jesus. Stopped following Paul. And the Bible said, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard thing, hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? Once saved, always saved is for the saved folks. It's for those that can endure unto the end. Those that live in a repented life. Those that are holy. If you are not holy, you are not saved. Amen. So, in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and verse number 9, and the Bible say, know he not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, adulterers, nor effeminate homosexual, nor abuse themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkard, nor reviler, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of us, of you, but ye are washed, and ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. So I'm saying that if you're living the life of all that I mentioned in verse 9, you are not going to heaven. You're going to be left behind. Even though you go to church and you live in this kind of lifestyle, the Bible say, amen, what it say, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But it's saying that to be able to go to heaven, you got to be washed by the word of God. You got to be sanctified, separate. You got to be justified, be cleared by God in the name of the Lord and by the Spirit, by the Holy Ghost of our God. What you saying, preacher? I'm saying the saved are those recognized that they have fallen away and they came back through repentance. If there's no repentance in your life, my friend, you're going to be left behind. And a lot of people don't like to repent. Repent means to stop and have a change of mind, change of heart, and live in a holy life. The Bible say, listen, the Bible say, follow peace with all men, wholeness without no man shall see the Lord. Clean hands and pure heart gonna see God. So if you're not holy, if you're smoking weed, can I talk? If you're smoking weed and expect to be a Christian, you just a Christian, ain't going to be left behind because you're smoking weed. Our body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, present your body as a living sacrifice. Holy. You can't be unholy and expect to get to heaven. You can't expect to be shacking and you think you're going to be caught up. The Bible said, lay aside every weight and the sin that easily beset you. So in Matthew, the 7th chapter, these people was not in the will and they got left behind. I know once saved, always saved, but it's talking about people who go to God that decided, like the prodigal son, he arise. In his arising, he acknowledged that he was a sinner. He had fell short of the glory of God and came back to God. If he was still living in sin, he would be left behind. So the one saved, always saved. Don't think you can live any kind of way and expect to be raptured. To be exact, you won't be. The Bible said, unless you repent, you shall no longer perish. You won't perish. If you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out of his mouth. I'm talking to somebody out there, my friend. Once saved, always saved is through repentance. Amen. I know Christ died on the cross to wash our sins away, and we are forgiven of our sin, but we cannot take. The Bible says, shall we continue sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we live any longer therein? Amen. And I know a lot of people look at that verse of scripture in 1 Corinthians. Amen. The fifth chapter. And how the Bible say, amen. The Bible say that how that in verse five, it say to deliver such as one unto Satan for destruction of the flesh, that the spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this person was a saved person, but the flesh gonna be destroyed, that his spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord. So what this person did? This person, he glory to God. It report. He say verse 5. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication is not so much name among the Gentile, that one should have his father's wife. So he was having sex with his father's wife. And verse 5 say, for such as one under Satan for destruction of the flesh, that the spirit might be safe in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know we are sealed on the day of redemption, but we can't live in any kind of way and expect to be raptured. Because the Bible say, amen, that know ye not the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. So if you're homosexual, if you're a lesbian, if you're committing an act of those sexual sins, if you are an adulterer, if you continue fornicating, my friend, once saved, always saved is when you will live a repenting life. Because in the same book now, and it talk about verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. So I mean that if you are a wise person, you gonna build your house upon Jesus. But if you're not, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto a wise man that which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. There are a lot of people that go through trial and tribulation in life. And when they go through trial and tribulation in life, they turn around and curse God. They decided, I want nothing to do with God anymore. But if your house is built upon a rock, and the Bible say, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. The rock is Jesus Christ. He said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. But what happened if you don't build your house upon a rock? And the Bible say, and everyone that heareth these saying of mine and doeth them not, be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. You ever see people shouting, dance, speaking in tongue, and they're backsliding and don't want nothing to do with God? You know why? There was emotionalism. They have a form of godliness, and they are denying the power thereof. The Bible says, from such turn away. So once saved, always saved is through sincerity, seriousness, and this person is saved and they have the Holy Ghost. If you have the Holy Ghost, you are saved unto the day of redemption. But people that decided they want nothing to do with God anymore, the Bible says, put your hand to the plow and look about, you're not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. I'm talking about once saved, always saved are those that live a life of sincerity and seriousness and have the Holy Spirit. So I'm still on the subject of, can you lose your salvation, which is once saved, always saved. Now, this verse of scriptures I like to bring forth, Colossians, Hebrews 6:4-6, John 6:39, John 10:27-28, Hebrews 13:5, and 1 John 2:19. And those are scriptures that I like to bring forth. So Lord Jesus, bless this person right now that's listened to this podcast. Let them know that you can lose your salvation. If you are a believer and God has sealed you to the day of redemption, oh God, let them recognize that they are a believer unto the end. Bless right now, Jesus, now pray. Amen. So Colossians 2:14 say, blotting out a handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. So it is a guaranteed, a certificate debt. Now, if you have a certificate debt, that means that, glory to God, God's purpose was to send Jesus to blot out all the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it and nailed it to the cross. And also, it's a verse that people stumble with. Amen. That's in Hebrew. Now, Hebrew writing was not for the Jews, not for the Gentiles, not for the church, but not for the Gentiles, but it was for the Jews. And it was St. John, Hebrew, the 6th chapter, verse 4 and 6, and say that, for it is impossible for those that were enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they have crucified themselves, the Son of God, afresh, and put him to an open shame. Now, this is not talking to the Gentile. This is talking to the Jewish nation. Amen? And also, St. John 6, St. John 6:39. St. John 6:39. I just want to show you through the scripture, as we go through the scripture together, to show you that you can lose your salvation. So 6:39 of St. John, and this is the Father's will which have sent me, and of all which he have given me, I shall lose nothing, but should raise him up at the last day. So does it sound like you could lose your salvation? Amen. Does it sound like you could lose your salvation? No. And also going forward, John 8:29. And it read, and he has sent me, is with me. The Father have not left me alone, for I do all those things that please him. And glory to God. So what would the verse say? And he has sent me, is with me. The Father have not left me alone, for I do all things that please him. And also 10:27-28. Now, sound like, can you lose your salvation? 10:27-28. And it say, my sheep hear my voice. What it's saying, his believers hear his voice. The voice is the word of God. And I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And glory to God. And also, this is one of the verse that he, in Hebrew, 13:5, and it just say that I will never leave you nor forsake thee. Amen. So Hebrew 5 say, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for ye have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So we see that you can't lose your salvation, because God is with you unto the end. And also another verse, a scripture, that we say people have gone out of church, people ain't got nothing to do with church no more. They cuss God out, and they kind of self-conscious now. And it's in 1 John 2:19. And these are the false prophet, the false teachers, and the Antichrist. In 1 John 2:19 say, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest, that they were not all of us. So this is talking about the Antichrist. It's talking about the false prophet, false teachers. Because I was looking at TikTok, this young lady, she's starting to be a doctor, and she closed the church door. She don't preach anymore. She got nothing to do with God no more. And one of the biggest arguments is that the God of the Old Testament is not the same God of the New Testament. So she was not of us, because she didn't continue with us, and she made manifest that they were not all of us. I've seen pastors become atheists. Amen. I see pastors on TikTok say that Jesus did not fulfill no scripture. How ignorant they are. Why? Because they say they went out from us, but they were not all of us. For if they have been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Now, it's another part also which I'm going to burn forth. So I hope you enjoy this, and be encouraged knowing that you cannot lose your salvation. To catch me also, I have a TikTok and I have a YouTube. My YouTube is Life Journey, I think 37. And I have my TikTok is Hope, Help, and Healing. So that's Life Journey 37. And my TikTok is Hope, Help, and Healing. And may God bless you. Father God, bless this person right now that have listened to this podcast, encouraging them that they cannot lose their salvation. Bless them right now. Just now pray. Amen. So I'm still on the subject of, can you lose your salvation? which is once saved, always saved. Now, this verse of scriptures I like to bring forth. Colossians, Hebrews 6:4-6, John 6:39, John 10:27-28, Hebrews 13:5, and 1 John 2:19. And those are scriptures that I like to bring forth. So, Lord Jesus, bless this person right now that's listened to this podcast. Let them know that you can lose your salvation. If you are a believer and God has sealed you to the day of redemption, oh God, let them recognize that they are a believer unto the end. Bless right now, Jesus, I pray. Amen. So Colossians 2:14 say, blotting out a handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. So this is a guaranteed, a certificate debt. Now, if you have a certificate debt, that means that, glory to God, God's purpose was to send Jesus to blot out all the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it and nailed it to the cross. And also, it's a verse that people stumble with. Amen. That's in Hebrew. Now, Hebrew writing was not for the Jews, not for the Gentiles, not for the church, but not for the Gentiles, but it was for the Jews. And it was St. John, Hebrew, the 6th chapter, verse 4 and 6, and say that, for it is impossible for those that were enlightened and tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they have crucified themselves, the Son of God, afresh, and put him to an open shame. Now, this is not talking to the Gentile. This is talking to the Jewish nation. Amen? And also, St. John 6. St. John 6:39. St. John 6:39. I just want to show you through the scripture, as we go through the scripture together, to show you that you can lose your salvation. So 6:39 of St. John, and this is the Father's will which have sent me, and of all which he have given me, I shall lose nothing, but should raise him up at the last day. So does it sound like you could lose your salvation? Amen. Does it sound like you could lose your salvation? No. And also going forward, John 8:29, and it read, and he has sent me, is with me. The Father have not left me alone, for I do all those things that please him. And glory to God. So what would the verse say? And he has sent me, is with me. The Father have not left me alone, for I do all things that please him. And also 10:27-28. Now, sound like, can you lose your salvation? 10:27-28. And it say, my sheep hear my voice. What it's saying, his believers hear his voice. The voice is the word of God. And I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Glory to God. And also, this is one of the verse that he, in Hebrew, Hebrews 13:5, and it just say that I will never leave you nor forsake thee. Amen. So Hebrews 5 say, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For ye have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So we see that you can't lose your salvation, because God is with you unto the end. And also another verse, a scripture, that we say if people have gone out of church, people ain't got nothing to do with the church no more. They cuss God out, and they kind of self-conscious now. And it's in 1 John 2:19. And these are the false prophet, the false teachers, and the Antichrist. In 1 John 2:19 say, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that they were not all of us. So this is talking about the Antichrist. It's talking about the false prophet, false teachers. Because I was looking at TikTok, this young lady. She's studying to be a doctor. And she closed the church door. She don't preach anymore. She got nothing to do with God no more. And one of the biggest arguments is that the God of the Old Testament is not the same God of the New Testament. So she was not of us, because she didn't continue with us. And she made manifest that they were not all of us. I've seen pastors become atheists. Amen. I see pastors on TikTok say that Jesus did not fulfill no scripture. How ignorant they are. Why? Because they say they went out from us, but they were not all of us. For if they have been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that they were not all of us. Now, there's another part also, which I'm going to bring forth. So I hope you enjoy this, and be encouraged knowing that you cannot lose your salvation. To catch me also, I have a TikTok and I have a YouTube. My YouTube is Life Journey, I think 37. And I have my TikTok is Hope, Help, and Healing. So that's a Life Journey 37, and my TikTok is Hope, Help, and Healing. And may God bless you. Father God, bless this person right now that have listened to this podcast, encouraging them that they cannot lose their salvation. Bless them right now. Just now pray. Amen. Can you lose your salvation? Can you lose your Holy Ghost? Now, there ain't no way in the New Testament that anyone lose their Holy Ghost. But in the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost was taken away. Like how Saul, the first king of Israel, God departed from Saul. Amen. But there ain't no way in the book of Acts, the book of Romans, any of Paul's letters, that the Holy Ghost was not taken away from believers. Because Paul knows that in us, they know good things. Paul knows that, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me of this body of death? Paul, John say that if you're born of God, you cannot sin. Amen. And Paul say that we don't strive to sin against God.
So people that say that you can lose your Holy Ghost, they're not reading the Bible. They are stuck in the Old Testament, because the Holy Ghost does not come overshadow us. The Holy Ghost lives in us. Because Jesus Christ said, I must leave. If I don't leave, the Holy Ghost will not come. So when Jesus left, he told the disciples, tarry in Jerusalem until you endure power from on high. And when they tarry in Jerusalem, God, Jesus Christ, send the Holy Ghost. Amen. So if you're watching a video and people tell you you can lose your Holy Ghost, no, you can't. The gift is without repentance. The gift is revocable. You can. God is not an ending giver. God won't give you something and take it away from you. No. Just like your salvation. God won't give you salvation and take it away from you. No. The Bible said we are sealed until the day of redemption. Why are those scriptures in it? Bible saying, no man can pluck you out of my hand. So he's saying the scripture is a lie. God is not a lie. Bible said, God is not a man. God is not a man that he should repent. But the Son of Man, what God saying, it settled it. So there's no way in the New Testament you can lose your salvation. No way you can lose your Holy Ghost.
This message is for people that are dealing with family issues such as witchcraft.